Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Detective Bebop Robomogo, travelog October something something, the year something something. I'm here with a clone of Jonathan.
Hi.
Stop it. Who suddenly knows my name.
Of course I know your name, Bebop.
But how? Are you the real Jonathan?
Hi.
Okay, not even the real Jonathan is this Jonathan-y. Tell me, Jonathan clone, how do you know my name?
Because I'm Jonathan and you're Bebop.
Okay, that's right.
And we make podcasts together.
Okay, that's right.
And you're my sidekick.
Okay, that's right. Wait, no, that's wrong. That is very, very wrong.
Sure, you and I do a podcast together called The Aeliarn Adventures of Farn Corspian.
What? The Jonathan clone looked over my shoulder, and for a minute, I thought he looked almost as human as Jonathan. Like a true human emotion of worry or anxiety passed over his face.
You know, our podcast. What's it called? The Adventures of Thin Grassman?
Thin Grassman, what? The clone was sweating.
Just hold on.
The clone looked over my shoulder again, and I got the distinct impression that he was stalling for something.
Remember the good old days, Bebop?
Said the clone.
When we made our podcast about the alien adventures.
Tiny adventures. The clone looked at me with panic in his eyes. I recognized that look. It was the same look Jonathan gave me every time he realized he was about to get pranked. Like the time I filled his hat with milk. Or the time I filled his car with milk. A lot of weird milk pranks. But anyways, it gets the job done. The clone grabbed me.
Bebop, it's me.
Jonathan, the clone nodded.
I can gain control over this clone's body, but the Baron, he's fighting me. I can't always hold on.
How do I know it's really you?
Well, only I know you have one vulnerability. It's the tickle spot right behind your...
Okay, that's enough. I believe you. Please stop talking now. Thank you.
Listen, every time one of those clones melts into this one, I get a little stronger. I'm going to need you to bring them to me.
Okay, I can do it.
It's going to be dangerous. I'm talking a whole horde of Jonathan clones.
That doesn't actually sound that dangerous. I am Bebop.
But I mean as many as a dozen Jonathans, maybe. That's a lot of Jonathan strength in one room.
Jonathan strength. That's the funniest thing I ever heard. I mean, there's still you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can't be that bad.
I don't know if I can hold on here, though, Bebop, the whole time, so I may not be able to help you.
What else is new?
Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian,
said the clone. What?
If I can say the name of the podcast, you'll know it's me, in control.
Got it. The elevator doors slid open, and a mass of Jonathans swarmed into the room.
Ah!
The clone took off, screaming away from the Jonathans as the sock drawer of Jonathan stormed toward me.
Podcast.
I ran after the main clone and was able to catch him before he made it to the stairway. I grabbed him by his right foot and swung him through the air. He flew and landed on three clones. What's the name of the show? I yelled.
The Alien Adventures of Florp Trash Can,
yelled the clone. Kind of close. The clone took off again, running through the office detritus as three Jonathans stumbled toward me. I chased after the main clone, who was trying to avoid melting into the others, and I caught him again at the top of the staircase. The other Jonathans came crashing in. They tumbled down the stairs. The clone looked back at me.
Don't push me down after them,
said the clone. What's the name of the show?
The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspiano. Wait, no!
I have to admit, it was kind of fun having an excuse to toss Jonathan around. The clone rolled down the stairs and slurped up the other clones along the way. Four more clones chased me down the stairs as I raced to catch up to Jonathan. When I got there, he was standing still, one hand on his head, one hand raised to me to say stop.
The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. Ow, my head.
He grabbed two of the clones and absorbed them. I tripped the third, and the last two rolled down the stairs and into Jonathan. What's the name of this podcast? I asked.
I told you already. The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. It's me, Bebop.
I pinched his ear.
Ow! What? I got it right! The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian! The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian!
Wrong, I said. It's
Bebop Tales, Bebop Tales, melting Jonathan like water in a pail. Bebop Tales, Bebop Tales, Bebop Tales.
Jonathan laughed. Thank you for saving my life, said Jonathan. You are truly better than me, said Jonathan.
No, I didn't.
Shh! This is my show. I grabbed Jonathan by the hand, and we made our way back to the basement, where I'd first come into this world. A portal was waiting for us.
Wait, that's been open this whole time?
I guess so. Whoops.
Bebop, who knows what you let into my world?
Well, I guess we better find out, I said.
Do you think we'll find out on November 5th with the return of the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian?
Jonathan, how dare you try to do a trailer for your show in the middle of my show? Get in the portal.
Okay. See you next week, Bebop.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.